I talked to you guys about a wonderful travel blog on the Wall Street Journal called The Middle Seat. And then one of these articles that I picked up there was highlighting how your next vacation may well be written on your face. Now, a lot of work has been gone into facial recognition technology, picking up responses like joy and sadness on our expressions on our faces. And increasingly, that is being used by travel providers, airlines, travel companies, agents and the like, to assess while you're scrolling through what you might be interested in and what your face responds to, and then what ads to push toward you. Now, researchers have said, you know, that emotion can also even be picked up in terms of heart rate monitors, skin sweat sensors, and even brainwave detectors to measure our reactions too. Dr. Stathis Kefalonitis is a co-founder of consulting firm Branding Aero and Noesis Labs, and has done some of these research projects for the likes of American Airlines, Delta, and Amtrak, catering companies, and others. He joins us on this Wanderlust Wednesday to help us understand how tech is informing travel. Good morning, Doctor. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm doing very well. I'm delighted to join you this morning.
Thank you. Very excited to hear some of your insight. Now, you've got a range of train and airline clientele. How do they use eye tracking and facial recognitions to actually do their best work?
Absolutely. The biometric testing approach was created as a means to address the limitations of surveys and interviews that are often rather limited in scope. I mean, this does not mean that the use of behavioral and emotional biometrics is here to replace what we have been doing for years, but to enhance those approaches by identifying feelings and emotions. Mm. And this is very important because passengers do not always say what they think they do when they answer interview questions or complete surveys. It's part of our human nature. So as humans, we have feelings. No survey can detect the feeling of happiness when you get to have ice cream at 30,000 feet, or the feeling of joy or surprise even when you get your favorite snack during a train ride.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as we know, travel is an experience. And as an experience, we use a combination of our senses to make meaning of the different components, such as hearing, smell, touch, vision, and taste. Now, neurosensory methods generate large data sets of dynamic data streams that highlight expressed emotions and focus and attention, for example. So we're really talking about rich data. Now, using sensors such as eye tracking, face expression analysis, galvanic skin response, electroencephalography, and others can produce detailed and specific information regarding, let's say, passengers' reaction to stimuli, such as service on board, interior design, lighting, catering, etc. So we cannot only just test the hard product, which let's say could be the seat on a train or a bus or an aircraft or a meal, but also the soft element of service, which is rather phenomenal. And now that we could basically make sense of all this fuzzy stuff that people have been talking for years.
So, Dr. Kefalonitis, I think one of the most powerful things about this, as you say, in terms of enhancing interviews and surveys, is that this also picks up on reactions that we as shoppers or as consumers might not even realize we're having, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, as human beings, as adults, we actually train to skim through myriads of messages, particularly visual messages, in every given day. You know, going 10 years back, this used to be just a couple of thousand, you know, names and brands we would use on a daily basis. And now with the use of the internet, social media, you name it, that number has increased tremendously. You know, some people talk about 8,000 to 10,000 names and brands on a daily basis. Yet, if you ask somebody, you know, they can only remember and recall just a few, which is
right.
A clear demonstration of how we are used to skim messages. So, these techniques provide such a phenomenal insight on behavioral and physiological reactions. And, you know, this is going to be part of the future when our lines, you know, our railways, and even cruise liners, you know, hotels, you know, a lot of hotel chains actually use this technology to help create customized products and offerings.
Now, this definitely empowers the providers, as you say, the hotels, the train operators, even Expedia, the website, the travel agents online is able to sort of pick up on pain points as you're going through a process of booking. So that empowers them to improve the experience. Is there, are we any closer, for example, to having a situation where we as consumers of digital and other travel technology are able to empower ourselves with this information? For example, having an understanding of, well, I have a limited budget. What do I really respond to in terms of what's going to give me the biggest bang for buck in out of the travel that I book?
Right now, biometric testing has been used primarily in safety and security. When, let's say, airports, terminals use, you know, face tracking and, you know, iris recognition to basically use our face as a means of a passport and, you know, confirm our identity. Yet in the future, I think we're going to have a choice as passengers to basically customize an experience. But that would have to deal with giving up this information to, you know, travel product providers in order for them to be able to customize the experience for us. So, and that is key as we move forward, because it's an ethical question too.
Exactly.
You know, how much are we willing to give up in order to enjoy a much more customized solution?
Right.
And, you know, this also, you know, relies on the willingness of the different governments around the world being able to, you know, step in and, you know, provide some, you know, regulatory framework that A, will protect the consumer, and B, you know, is still going to be providing a framework that is going to be giving some freedom for innovative solutions from the providers.
Fascinating stuff. Dr. Stathis Kefalonitis, thank you so much for that insight. If you want to read a little bit more about this, as I say, go to that article in the Wall Street Journal under the Middle Seat blog. And that's actually where we found Dr. Kefalonitis' details. And he is quoted there and gives you a lot more information about that. Wouldn't it